Frank Sinatra Has a Cold was the name of the celebrated 1966 Esquire article by Gay Talese, where Talese hung out with Frank Sinatra, who was sick at the time and in a bad mood. Why do I mention all that? Well, because maybe, as you can hear, I have a cold too. And all that shit just to tell you that I had a cold? Yes, that's the way it works here. Okay, briefly, I was at work the other day, and it was a group of younger patients, and the question was, what is your favorite insect? Now, me, I'm not into insects at all, never have been. When it got to me, I said ladybug, basically because those things are so fucking small, I can't actually see how probably disgusting they really look. But all this talk of insects reminded me of an event from my past, where I was held hostage by some kind of massive potato bug-looking creature. And okay, just to refresh my memory, I just looked up pictures of the potato bug, and it's just as horrific as I remembered. Okay, let's set the scene. I was going to film school at Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles. I worked at this funky-ass little video store, which I mentioned before. It was on Lincoln Boulevard, very close to the now-shuttered Fireside Bar and Restaurant, where me and my buddy Colin spent countless hours drinking beer, smoking Dunhills, playing pool, and eating atrocious food. But it was a great time, and you can meet some goddamn great people in bars. So anyway, I was maybe like 22, maybe 23 at the time, and one night at the video store, I noticed in the middle of the floor was some big-ass bug, and I ran behind the counter. I mean, it was big as hell. I guess it was a potato bug, and it scared the hell out of me. The main thing was I wasn't sure if the fucking thing could fly or not. And if an insect can fly, then I am out of there. So I was basically stuck behind the counter, being held hostage by this bug. Let's call this the showdown at the LMU Corral. Finally, some customer walked in, some guy, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what that fucking thing is, but can you please help me? The guy kind of scooted the bug outside, and I was just like, Jesus, thank you. And the fact that I was 22 at the time means nothing, actually. If this damn bug showed up today, I would be in the same situation. And I guess potato bugs can live maximum for like a year, so that particular bug is long gone and buried at Pierce Brothers Westwood Memorial. Just kidding. And speaking of my favorite cemetery in Westwood, I did a little tour of the place on my friend's podcast several years ago. And now that I'm back in Los Angeles, I plan on doing an updated and revised version of the cemetery tour on this podcast soon. I'm sure you just can't wait for that, right? Okay, let's take a look at my horoscope. If your routine has become a bit stale of late, then do something about it. With Mars in your sign, even the smallest extra effort on your part will yield noticeable results. Well, once again, that's pretty spot on, and it has really been feeling lately like Mars is in my sign. I've been a bit constipated. But yeah, to be honest, I'm happy to be in Los Angeles, or as happy as I ever get, which isn't very. But I have kind of fallen into the same trap I was in Sunnyvale, and that certainly didn't take very long. You know the drill, get home, drink alcohol. And it's exactly what I don't want to end up is like a lonely drunk. I may be lonely at the end, you son of a bitch, but I won't be drunk. And so yes, once again, I'm going to quit for several days or taper down or something. But the other day I was walking into 7-Eleven after work, going to buy some White Claws. More on that later. And I felt kind of guilty for drinking that day, but when I walked in, playing on the stereo was Holy Shit, Go West's King of Wishful Thinking. And yes, once again, this is like God saying to me, okay, Mark, you can drink tonight, it's okay. But work on it, all right? And then I would be like, yes, I promise. And then I was like, God knows my name. Or as Bill and Ted might say, God knows my name. And briefly on the White Claws, the only reason I drink these stupid-ass things is because I can have like two or three of them in my apartment and then that's it. If I have a bottle of wine, I'll drink the whole damn thing, and that's a little bit heavy. And if I have two bottles of wine, well, I'll certainly finish the one and then start the other. And I never have any hard liquor in my apartment because, not because I'll drink the whole bottle of whiskey or anything, but when I can't sleep, which is frequent, then I'll like take a little shot of it, and then it just becomes, you know, a habit. And anyway, I did talk to my therapist this week. She's great, and she's helped me through some horrifically tough moments. And so we were talking, and she asked if I was trying to date online or anything, and I said, yeah, I mean, I'm half-heartedly on Hinge. And my therapist said, well, I think you should date, you know, like a professional with a career. And then I said, oh, she doesn't have to have a career. She just has to have boobs. Yes, I tell my therapist dumb jokes like that, and she laughed. But I guess she's paid to. Okay, quick made-up movie scene. Picture a Lethal Weapon scene. Danny Glover and Mel Gibson are about to break into a bank full of well-armed hoodlums with a bunch of hostages. And Danny Glover says to Mel, "Hey man, can we really do this?" And Mel says, "Honestly, I don't really know. But we're about to find out." All right, moving on. Actually, we're not only moving on, we're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie.
You are my density. You are my density.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Okay, I will stop spoken wording the theme song of the Jeffersons TV show, which aired from 1975 to 1985. Quite a nice little run there. Okay, and what else? Oh, yeah, I see someone from Ashburn, Virginia is listening. And Ashburn is where I went to nursing school. I went to George Washington University, which is based in Washington, D.C., but the nursing school is in Virginia. So anyway, do I know this person in Ashburn, I wonder? Or just maybe someone in Ashburn came across this podcast. Anyway, George Washington was a fine little school, and Ashburn was a very pretty, pleasant, sweet little town. But thinking back on nursing school, it was like a mixture of like the funnest time ever for a while there, and then just absolute darkness, and unfortunately for me, the first 4 months were the exhilarating, amazing part, and the remaining 12 months were the destructive and depressive part. That 12-month period was kind of like a mixture of Martin Sheen and the opening scene of Apocalypse Now with a splash of Hunter S. Thompson. I somehow survived that year, but man, that year took its toll, both physically and spiritually. But hey, the first short fun part was me hanging out with a much younger crowd and just having the best time playing pool, joking. But alas, I went to shit. But I survived. I got through it. Bloodied but unbowed. And of course, Bloodied but Unbowed is just the classic title from the band DOA from 1983. And just 5 years later was the classic Bruce Willis film Die Hard. Do you like Die Hard? Well, of course you do. I mean, it's just a great movie. I mean, it's like the Casablanca of my times. I mean, welcome to the party, pal, is my generation's here's looking at you, kid. Or if you prefer, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Or as Alan Rickman says in the film, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. But still, my favorite line from the movie is when the two FBI agents, who are both named Johnson, one is a white guy, one is a black guy, Agent Johnson and Special Agent Johnson. But one of the agents was played by Robert Davi, who was much older than the younger character who played the other Johnson. So Robert Davi is in this helicopter, all strapped up with weapons, hoping to annihilate Bruce Willis. And he says to the younger Johnson, "Just like fucking Saigon, hey, slick?" And the younger Johnson says, "I was in junior high, dickhead." So back on topic, if you like Die Hard, I promise you're going to like the new movie called Cleaner. It's from 2025, and it's got a well-cast Daisy Ridley. Man, she's really winning in this. And also, it's got Clive Owen in the movie, who my mom is in love with. I mean, this movie is so Die Hard, structurally and visually. But man, it's well done. And Daisy Ridley is great in it. She's sympathetic and emotional. And she just has some great scenes with her autistic brother Michael, played in the movie by a great Matthew Tuck. It takes a while to get going, but the last 30 minutes are certifiably fun. It's an enjoyable, well-shot, well-directed film. So let's mention the director Martin Campbell, a total fucking pro. He directed the American version of the film Edge of Darkness from 2010 with a prime Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is in that group of actors that has movies that I just really connected to, and they're just like part of me. And goddammit, I know Mel Gibson is kind of an idiot, but what can I do? Okay, I got mildly stoned the other day, and usually I come up with like a funny scene or a quote or something, but I only came up with one thing this time, and are you ready for it? Are you sure? Okay, here it is. Jimmy Jam and the Pooh Butt Parade. Yes, that's it, just that. Hey, Ed, look, it's a Jimmy Jam and the Pooh Butt Parade. Which actually kind of looks like it could be a Frank Sinatra Rat Pack song title. It's Jimmy Jam and the Pooh Butt Parade. Each time I see them, they all got it made. You know, it's Frank, Dean, and Sammy on board. Pete, Joe, they shoot and they score. It's Jimmy Jam and the Pooh Butt Parade. Forgive me, Frank Sinatra. Not to end on a downer, but doesn't everything end on a downer, really, in the end? So Virginia Giuffre died by suicide a few days ago. She was one of the most prominent survivors of the Jeffrey Epstein underage sexual abuse scandal. She was a tormented woman, somewhat troubled in the end, but my heart always goes out to anyone who's been abused. And when you start going for kids or underage victims, that's when it's like game over. Strike one and you're out. You're either put in jail for the rest of your fucking life, or this is the type of guy you take out to the middle of the road and you literally drive over his head. It's like you destroyed somebody's life or more than one person's life, so your life is destroyed. There's no coming back. And that asshole Jeffrey Epstein, with all of his wealth, willfully destroyed the lives of so many young victims. What, just to get your rocks off? There's plenty of people of age that the Epsteins of the world can pay to have sex with. You don't fuck around with kids. And Virginia Giuffre just seems so psychologically scarred and so fragile at times. And I'm sure sometimes the sadness is just too much to bear and you give in. Okay, let's see. So I feel somewhat okay about this episode. I think I was able, hopefully, to put some entertaining shit in here. Because it's taking some energy to do this podcast, especially when I'm sick. But it is a good thing. The podcast is the one constant in my life. He never judges me. Actually, you know what? Let's make the podcast a girl. Okay, starting over. The podcast is the one constant in my life. She never makes fun of me. She never stops listening to me. And she never leaves me. She never leaves me. That sounds like it could be a Beatles song or something. Okay, let's make up one real quick. All right, this is kind of Nirvana. Not really. Kind of Guided by Voices. I don't know. It's kind of something. Maybe it's kind of shitty. And you know what? That's not a bad name for a song. So here, the world debut of Mark D's Kind of Shitty. She never leaves me. She's always listening. When we're in a crowd, I scream her name loud so that everybody there can see me. Can see me so that everybody can see me. Look at me so that everybody can see me. Can see me. Can see me. Can see me.